Hello, is this Robin? I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. And would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So am I speaking with Robin?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, the chance of 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
No, I don't want to share my age.
All right, no worries. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race?
Yes.
White.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
All right. Would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm satisfied right now.
All right. Would that be that you, like, strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I approve.
Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
All right. Thinking about the issues in the country and what like the country's facing right now, which of the two following issues would you say are the most important for your member of Congress to focus on? Fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
You just read off a lot of things.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people say that. If you had to choose but maybe two of those issues, which issues do you think you would be choosing?
All of the above.
Oh, sorry, but we can only choose two of them. I can read them again if you would like.
No, there's all of them.
Oh, yeah, I agree. All of those issues are very important. But if you had to choose maybe just two of them, which one would you choose?
I don't know. All of them are important. You can choose for me.
Oh, well, all right. Well, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly
towards
warm.
Towards what?
Towards them, like towards the people or the groups that I'm going to mention after. And then a 50 means that it's, like, very neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first person is Joe Biden.
How am I supposed to answer?
You would rate them, how you feel about them. So a 0 means that you have very, like, kind of negative feelings towards them, while 100 means that you have very positive feelings towards them. And then a 50 is that you have neutral feeling towards them.
Neutral.
All right, so Joe Biden would be a 50 then?
Yeah.
All right, what about Maria Cantwell?
50.
All right, what about Joe Kent?
50.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Raul Garcia?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, all right, no worries. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
50.
What about MAGA Republicans?
0.
And what about woke liberals in Congress?
50.
Okay, perfect. So if the election for
president was held... Are we almost done?
Oh, yeah, we're almost done. We're about 60% done with our survey. We're almost done with this. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Guzman-Camp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance?
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
I would not vote for Kent.
All right. Next, I'd like you to rate some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. So for each statement, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important quality, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
I didn't get your question.
Oh, well, I'm going to read you a few statements, and if you could rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that this is a very extremely important attribute or quality that your member of Congress should have, a 5 means that it's a somewhat important attribute, and a 0 means that it's not at all an important attribute or quality that your member of Congress should have. And the first statement is, a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. So would you say this is a quality that you think it's important or a quality that you don't think it's important? And you can rate it from 0
to 10. It's very important.
All right. So would you say a 10 then because you think it's extremely important?
Yes.
All right. What about someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
Doing what's right against politics?
Above politics. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
That's a crazy question. I don't want to even answer that.
All right. Someone who will stand up on the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
That's very important.
So would you say a 10 then?
Yes.
All right. A leader who is a workhorse, not a slow horse or a show horse.
That's a 0. That doesn't have anything to do with politics.
All right. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
A 10.
A moderate who will oppose extremism from left and from the right.
A 0.
All right. 0. Okay, perfect. So next I'm going to read you a few short statements that people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see what it loads, Marie Guzman-Camp-Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing, or it's a very convincing reason to support Marie Guzman-Camp-Perez for Congress. A 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, Marie Guzman-Camp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people could graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
I would say a 10.
All right. Marie Guzman-Camp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need more leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small businesses or producers.
10.
Marie Guzman-Camp-Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
10. Are we almost done?
Yes, we're 81% done. We're very, very almost finished. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Cusicamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie.
All right, so I'm going to read you a few short statements about Joe Kent, and if you could rate them on a zero scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that you have no doubts at all about supporting him, 5 means that you have some doubts about supporting him, and 10 means that you have some serious doubts about supporting him. For Congress, the first one is, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail, he has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He then took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to the free, fair elections.
That's a zero.
So would you say this makes you have no doubts at all about supporting him?
I would not. I don't support Joe Kent. So don't ask me any more questions about him.
Oh, all right. Well, we have one more question about him. So sorry. It's the next one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is a Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives every day with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district. We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
That's a zero.
All right. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say that you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I don't support him.
All right. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I don't support any of his ideas. I don't like him.
All right. All right. So would you say that there's, like, a reason in specific of what, like, we just heard or what you may know about him, like, specifically, other than just we don't like him?
I don't like his ideas or anything about him. He just doesn't have anything going for him.
All right.
So
we're 98% done with the survey, and the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
College.
I'm sorry, what's that?
College, 4-year.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. Perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.